Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in Ephesians 4. Paul has called us to walk in a manner worthy of our calling. There's this glorious picture of the Church of Jesus Christ as the body of Christ, serving Christ and growing up into its head. Now, how do we do that? Well, here's what he says. And I'm going to pick up at verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So what is the Apostle Paul telling us? He says, well, we've all got gifts. See, here's what you need to see. That when Jesus came into this world to save us, He had an incarnate body. Now He is ascended and that incarnate body glorified. But we are body number two. And Jesus, from glory, now equips us so that each one of us have a very particular gift. But He singles out some key gifts. He singles out the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, or the pastors and teachers. And so He identifies what I think are four gifts. The apostles and prophets, they give us the foundation of the body of Christ, the Word of God. Apostles, New Testament, prophets, Old Testament. And then you got the evangelists, they proclaim the Word of God. We all do evangelism, but some people are gifted evangelists to lead us and equip us. And then there are pastor teachers to equip us to do the work of the ministry. And some of you may know this, but I very consciously never call myself in any of the documents of Briarwood the minister. Now, I believe I'm a minister. I have no problem with it, but I try to get a point across. I'm a pastor teacher, and I'm supposed to equip the members of Briarwood to do the ministry of worship, of upreach, the ministry of evangelism, outreach, the ministry of inreach, love, and the ministry of downreach, of disciple making. And that's what the leadership of the church is supposed to do, the teaching and ruling elders and shepherds of the church. That's what they are supposed to accomplish. Why? So that the church can be mature. It can grow up in its maturity. Why? Because Satan is going to bring false doctrine. So you need to teach God's people so they don't get distracted or detoured or deceived by cunning doctrine, and that they are able to see through it. And by the way, not simply don't be deceived, but they're able to know the truth and speak the truth in love, so that now every part of the body of Christ is using its gifts effectively. And the result is the church goes out with great power, because each part is working, building itself up in love and walking out into this world to fulfill the mission of making disciples of all the nations. What a great, great text. Maybe just one little thing. Listen, God's going to get His work done, whether our local church participates or whether you use your gift or not. God's going to get it done. He is not dependent upon any of us. But what you miss out is the privilege of being a part of what He's doing and using the gift He's entrusted to you as a good steward. You know, it's like when I was a kid, I used to go to a movie and I'd walk to the movie on Saturdays, and I passed this place called the White House Restaurant. And when I passed it, there was a guy out there with no legs, and he had two blocks that he would put around his fist, and he would raise himself up on those blocks, and he would walk and get around with this leather saddle that was underneath where his legs ought to be. Now listen, he didn't have legs. He was still able to get the job done. But ask him, would you rather have your legs working, or would you rather just do this in response to no legs? Well, brothers and sisters, you may be a leg. And we're going to get the job done. But instead of arms having to take your place, why don't you come with your gift? Be a part of the body of Christ. So together, building ourselves up together in love, we can get on mission, in ministry, and stay on message. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.